Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing on the chapter on the prohibition of punishing a slave, an animal, a woman, a child without any Shari'i reason, or going beyond the limits of discipline where Shari'at has given permission in certain circumstances that to discipline a child or discipline a person or discipline an animal, etc., there is certain room, a certain scope that is allowed, that even there to go beyond that is not permissible. So here, this ahadith are showing us that how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and Sahaba were so careful about these things. And Hisham ibn Hakim ibn Hizam radiyallahu anhu annahu marra bisham ala unasi min al-anbat wa qad uqimu fi shamsi wa subba ala ru'usihim al-zayt wa qala ma hadha qila yu'adhabuna fi al-kharaj wa fi riwayatin hubisu fi al-jizya yu'adhabuna al-nasa fi al-dunya fadakhala ala al-amir فحدثه فأمر بهم فخلوا رواه مسلم. Hazrat Hisham ibn Hakim ibn Hizam radiyallahu anhu narrates that he passed by some non-Arab farmers in Syria who had been made to stand in the sun with oil poured over their heads. So look, the Sahaba, how careful they were. Hisham ibn Hakim ibn Hizam is narrating that he passed by some non-Arab people, farmers that were in Syria. They were being punished. And how do you make punish? Now we know in the Arab countries in summer it gets very, very, very hot. Even in winter also sometimes it gets extremely hot. So now they were being punished. How they were being punished? Oil was poured over their heads and they were now made to stand in the sun in the heat. So when he seen this, he asked, what is this? He was told they are being punished due to evading the kharaj. Kharaj is the land tax. Tax that is paid on the land, the produce that comes out of the land. Some portion of it now has to be given as to the state. So this is known as kharaj. This is where it's paid by non-Muslims. Non-Muslims staying in the Muslim lands, now they have to pay some type of tax. This is their tax. Some produce that is coming out from the land, some portion of it is given to the government. So they were being punished for evading this kharaj, this land tax. And in another narration it comes, they are being punished for evading the jizya. Jizya is an Islamic state where non-Muslims, they pay some taxes to be protected, be given that protection, like how other people are given the state protection and protected by the law, etc. So they give some jizya. So in another narration it comes that these people didn't give this tax. In the first narration it came that they didn't give the land tax, and in the second narration it comes they hadn't given the jizya, the protection taxes. So now Hisham, when he seen this, he says, radiallahu anhu, I testify that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying, Allah will punish those who punish people in this world. Allah Pak will punish those that punish people in this world. He then went to the Amir, the leader, and narrated the hadith to him, and he ordered that they be released. And this was Sahaba. When they heard something and they seen something was not right, immediately they corrected it. They said what was right, they said what was needed to be said. And the effect and the power of them being in the Sohbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was such that those people that heard hadith from them also, very, very often it would have an impact on them, it would affect them. And immediately he said that he ordered and they'd be released. So now we find that when it came to Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, that if they had seen Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying something, if they heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, if they heard anything from him, they seen it from him, they witnessed it from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, there wasn't a question whether they're going to practice or not practice. Immediately they will bring it into amal, as we see from this hadith. And Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu qal, Ra'a Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam himaran mawsum al-wajhi, fa'ankara dhalika faqala wallahi la asimuhu illa aqsa shay'in min al-wajhi wa amara bihimarihi fakuwiya fi ja'irat muslim. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam saw a donkey whose face had been branded and he disapproved of it. In those days, they would brand, now also you find that sometimes to mark an animal, etc., they brand it a little bit. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had seen that one donkey, its face had been branded. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam disliked it, he disapproved of it. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said, by Allah, I do not brand except on a spot that is furthest away from its face. He said, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he noticed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't like this. So now look at the action of the Sahabi. Immediately he put into practice, he didn't wait. Immediately he put into practice that I will be the one. That now Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't like that this animal be branded by the face. But he said, I do not brand except on a spot that is furthest away from its face. Now to make amal on the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when I brand, and I brand on a spot that is furthest away from its face, and then he ordered his donkey to be branded on its hips. He was the first to brand on hips. He was the first person now to make amal on the words or on the disapproval of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for branding near the face. So he said, let me go furthest away on the hips, furthest away from the face, so that I be in conformity with the happiness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and not the disapproval of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وعنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مر عليه حمار قد وسم في وجهه فقال لعن الله الذي وسمه رواه مسلم. وفي رواية لمسلم أيضا نهى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن الضرب في الوجه وعن الوسم في الوجه. عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله عنه narrates that a donkey had been branded on its face, and Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم a donkey that had been branded on its face had passed by Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, may Allah curse the one who branded it. Yeah, again to show how serious it is to brand on the face. In another narration it has that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited striking the face and branding the face. Striking the face meaning smacking anybody on the face, hitting anybody on the face. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited this. Ulama explained why. It's because the striking an animal on the face is prohibited, number one. Number two, why it is not correct to strike a human being also, is because the face is something that gives a person a lot of respect. It is the place of honor of a person. And when a person is hit on the face and he's struck on the face, then this honor of the person now is being taken away. And very often the marks also show from the face. They're very soft, gentle portions on the face. They are delicate portions, places of beauty, etc. And it retains the marks of the assault, and the striking may result in permanent injury. Hitting somebody on the face can result in permanent injury. Therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited striking anybody on the face and also branding on the face. So sometimes it happens that when the parents are upset with the children, etc., then they tend to smack the child. Here we should remember this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is prohibited to hit somebody on the face. But even if it needs to be disciplined, the child needs to be disciplined, etc., it should be on some other part of the body, not on the face. And that too within reason and within understanding that what is the need and what is just to create that. Different people, sometimes some people, just a mere scolding is enough. Others just a mere look. Some may need a bit of a hiding. But whatever is done, then the face of a person should not be targeted. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of bringing the beautiful words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Again, in today's hadith we see, so careful Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, so considerate he was, and so aware he was of what was happening around him, that even when a donkey was going past, he noticed it and he raised an objection. And he seen in that other example, that a donkey was branded by its face, and immediately Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam objected to it. So this was the fikr and this was the concern of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how everything can be given its right, every single thing, whether it be an animal, whether it be a slave, whether it be a woman, whether it be a child, whoever it may be. So long, every person deserves its rights. So therefore, when we are carrying out our day also, we should ask ourselves and think to ourselves, are we giving every person their right? And an easy way to know whether we are giving a person his right or her right is ask ourselves, if we were in that person's shoes, would we have liked to be treated the way we are treating others? If we would have liked to be treated like how we are treating others, then there's a good chance that we are giving the person their right. If we wouldn't like to be treated the way we are treating others, then there's a very great chance that we're taking away and usurping somebody's rights. May Allah forgive us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.